Christos Anesti. We have a lot of people, events, saints to commemorate today. Today being a glorious day. As you heard throughout the liturgy, we commemorated the myrrh-bearing women. And it's appropriate that today in our country, we commemorate our mothers. The two go hand in hand. The myrrh-bearing women, of course, were the ones that went to the tomb to prepare Christ and to anoint his body with sweet-smelling fragrances. And we also honor today St. John the Theologian, who was a very young man who followed Jesus Christ, later became a wonderful author and wrote so much of what our theology is about today. So we commemorate him also. And we commemorate our very top first mother, the Mother of God. If you look at the icon here of the crucifixion, you see the mother being consoled as she is weeping as her son is on the cross. And you see a man with curly hair, with no beard because he's very young. And that is John the Theologian. It was only John, of all of the followers of Jesus, the only man that was there at the cross. And the Mother of God, through her son, was given to John. So she became his mother. And through her having and bearing the Christ is mother to all of us. So we commemorate all of these things today. And we remember our own mothers in this country. The tradition started about 100 years ago where a lady wanted to honor her mother and she passed out flowers at church. The conclusion of church. And we will have our lovely Goyans do that for you as the service concludes in that same tradition. But when we think of our mothers, and we think of women in general, we think of femininity. We think of nurturing. We think of loving and of caring. But we also must think of these adjectives, strong, brave, and courageous. The myrrh-bearing women, of course, were. The Mother of God, of course, was. And our mothers are, too. We owe them our deepest respect, and we honor them always. What I thought I would do to speak about mothers today was I went into the Bible and I found as many references as I could that I thought would apply to mothers. Many of them came from the writings of St. Paul in the New Testament, and the others came from the book of Proverbs in the Old Testament. So let me share with you some of these feelings that I have towards mothers, towards women in general, and we will go from there. The first are from the writings of Paul. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God upon every remembrance of you. So every remembrance of our mothers. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not jealous, is not proud, is not conceited, does not act foolishly, is not selfish, is not easily provoked to anger, keeps no record of wrongs, takes no pleasure in unrighteousness, but rejoices in the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. That really describes our mothers. Whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of a good report, if there is any virtue and if there is any praise, think of these things. Again, about our mothers. This one is very important because we have some of our youth here right now. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, because this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may have a long life. From Ephesians. So again, we need to honor our fathers and our mothers. Honor. We must pay respect to these dignified people in our lives. It is very important. And children, today, many of them come to me in confession and say, you know, I wasn't kind to my mother or my father, and I feel badly about that. This is a time to show honor and respect always, because God has entrusted you to them, and you have been entrusted to them by God. So it works hand in hand. So our mothers play a vital role in our lives. Then it says, teach your children to choose the right path. And this is from the book of Proverbs. And when they are older, they will remain upon it. So if the children learn early and continue to learn, then they will be good people. Usually the children figure it out when they're about 25. I think that's when I figured it out. That my parents were very good people and did the very best that they could to raise me. So let's keep all of these things in mind. May she who gave you birth be happy. Again from Proverbs. A kind-hearted woman gains respect. So be happy with your wife and find joy with the woman you married. A wife of noble character, she is worth far more than rubies. She is the greatest jewel of all. Her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. She is clothed with strength. Remember, women are strong. And dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive, and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. The reason that you come to church is because of your mother's insistence. This is why people are here today. This is how you were raised. This is how you were brought up. So the mother has such a very special place in the household. We cannot offer enough words to thank them. We cannot offer enough praise that they are worthy of. So today, let us just say this. Blessed be our women. Blessed be our mothers. Blessed be the mothers to be. Blessed be every female that may not have a child, but has helped a child, or has nurtured a child, or has taught a child something. Blessed be the women that bore us. Blessed be the woman that bore the Lord. Blessed be the myrrh bearers who went to take care of the Lord's body, even though there was danger. Blessed be all women, now and always, and forever and ever. Amen.